Controlled birth has not always been part of the medical curriculum for the training of doctors. Until the 18th century, births were a female-only occasion, with the midwife and a group of female friends present. Men were excluded unless some serious complication occurred when a surgeon might be called. He used crude forceps for live births and destructive implements if the baby was dead. During the 19th century, male doctors learned more about childbirth and attended deliveries. Midwives were not licensed until 1902. Before that time, it appeared that the quality of midwives was very variable. By the end of the 19th century, over 90% of babies were delivered at home by a midwife or general practitioner. In the 19th century, high infant mortality rate was caused by infection. Obstetrics care was relatively neglected during the period from 1900 to 1940 compared with other aspects of medicine, and most births took place at home, where midwives delivered most babies. However, after the Second World War, there was an emphasis on the training of midwives and on the application of obstetrics care. The use of hospitals for most deliveries reduced maternal and infant mortality to very low levels. Doctors specialising in obstetrics were very few until the 19th century. The College of Obstetrics and Gynaecology was formed in 1929, but even in 1930, not all the counties in England had a consultant obstetrician on their staff. Following the inception of the NHS in 1948, the position of consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist became fully established. This case contains obstetrics apparatus involved in the delivery of newborn children. This includes forceps and tongs. There is also a very expensive set of destructive implements, which would have been used to remove a baby if it had died during childbirth in order to save the mother.